All right, welcome back to the Hasani Training Day podcast. Excited, I just got done watching some PFL fights, so feeling excited. But we're diving right in. Episode 20, Dangers of Fast Weight Loss, Why I Sympathize with Charles Oliveira at this moment, and the Hasania Ultimate Cut, the Ultimate Hasania Cut update. We're going to dive right in. I'm going to give you some general knowledge of what I learned through wrestling about 6 years. Just cutting weight fast, trying to get fast results, but also from a teenager who was at 9% body fat, who used to wrestle Freeport High School, 2000 junior high and high school, right? Losing weight, like I said, and then coaching people on how to lose weight, like I did, so I can talk about the mistakes I've made coaching people, like adults with jobs and children, on how to lose weight fast because that's what they wanted. I've made a mistake of taking on clients who are like, "Hey, I want to lose 30 pounds in a week, not a week, a few months, 2 months. I'm going away to going away. I want to look good at this weight, yada yada yada." So, strap in, buckle up. I think you'll learn a lot from this episode, and I'm curious to know what you thought about it. So, if you could just leave me some feedback, that would be fantastic. So, when I was wrestling, like I said, I was getting down. And we're going to talk about an article that I'm reading from Cleveland Clinic. The average weight loss is about 1 pound per week. So just keep that in mind. That's sustainably. And that's like if everything goes well. You know, your macros, you're working out, stress is down, all that. But there's significant risk when you lose weight fast. Like if you look at the UFC fighters, because you know I love UFC. These guys, these men, they lose, and most of the women too. They lose anywhere from 15 to 20 pounds, maybe even 30. You know, like I met Michael Chandler. You know, he fights at 155. That guy walked. He's a tank, man. He has to cut down about 25, 30 pounds, man. That's why I think he wants to fight McGregor at 70. You know, I used to wrestle at 135. I was walking around 155, 160 after weigh-ins. But here's the result. Here are the disadvantages of losing weight super fast and cleanses, all that. Okay. So according to Cleveland Clinic, your metabolism shifts to a lower gear. Your metabolism, your body's burning process. It's a little bit of study, but here's in quotes from the doctors. When you lose weight too quickly, your body slows down its calorie burning process, says this Dr. Gribler. This is your body's way of trying to ensure that you don't starve. You might lose a good amount of weight right away, but your metabolism quickly goes into survival mode. The change in metabolism is the reason why people regain weight after rapid weight loss. So what does that really mean? You're losing such weight that your body's shocked the wrong way, and now you're gonna lose it, but it's also gonna put it right back on because they think it's something terribly wrong. This is how people go on a yo-yo diets, have bad relationship food. So keep that in mind, pinpoint that. Your metabolism shifts to a lower gear, doing more harm than good. You're gonna lose lean muscle mass. What? So here's a Dr. Gribler in the same study says, sudden and severe calorie restriction will make you lose muscle mass as well as fat. It's hard to lose weight when you don't have enough muscle mass because muscles burn a lot of calories. So, you're cutting not the reason you have a faster scale weight lower, I should say scale weight, is because you are now, you're losing water, you're losing some fat, not too much, you're also losing muscle mass. So when you dehydrate yourself, you cut down this muscle, now you're getting lighter. But you're still going to be flabby, have a slow metabolism, gonna regain the weight, all because your body is, once again, shocked and it's in survival mode. Now it's taking down the muscle mass. Muscle is the fountain of youth. It helps burn calories. It stops that osteoporosis. It keeps you obviously strong, the ability to lift and move and just function. You need muscle, obviously. So keep that in mind. All right. Here's and then we'll skip through the study. But most importantly, this is what I want you to take away from this. It says you're likely going to quit your diet. So you have to ask yourself, right? So cutting too many calories too quickly triggers hormonal changes that makes you want to eat. Even a very determined person will find it difficult to overpower those hunger hormones. These fast hormone changes makes you so hungry that it's going to set you up for diet failure. So think how this affects you. All this fast weight loss, if you do it for 5 days and you're down 10 pounds, 14 pounds, like most POTUS do or detoxes do, right? Think about what this means for you. That means that you're probably going to be right back at position A, starting A, like, when you had, say, extra weight, you lost some, now you're going to regain it and be more in a funk mentally and just be more demotivated and not getting the job, like not wanting to go up that road again. It's like an uphill battle. It's annoying. It's going to feel annoying. You're just going to say, hey, let's get the surgery. Just let's F it. Let's get the surgery and let's do it. It's because you're doing it the wrong way. Because you've been taught that fast weight loss means success in your weight loss program, in your fitness program. That's why I always preach it's not about weight. And I know that from wrestling. I was so lean and so like lighter and losing so much weight that I thought I was in shape, but I was miserable inside. It sucked. Like I remember there would be days after wrestling practice where we would practice from 3 to 6, and I would go home and I would drink a bottle of Tropicana juice. I think it was like pink lemonade. It was $1.25, cold. It felt like $1 million, man. But I would go to sleep hungry. I would wake up hungry, and I would jump to the scale, hoping I was around my weight. And the chance I wasn't, I had to go to class from school. Blah blah blah. It's not worth it, man. All right. So when you're cutting weight too fast, those are all the negative things that happen with it. That happen because of it. You may be getting compliments. You may feel good, but you inside your metabolism, you're wrecking yourself. You're wrecking yourself, and if it comes fast, everything that glitter is not gold. So I tell my clients, I really prefer not to hear about fast weight loss because I just don't, it's just a setup. It's like fool's gold, it's fool's gold. Your weight's always gonna fluctuate through stress. Certain foods you eat, more salt, salty foods, whatever. So I just keep that in mind, please. All right. So, if you do want to lose weight, though, you can apply to the coaching program if you like. But simple strength training, walking, simple strength training, off days walking, drinking plenty of water, like we talked about, eating lean proteins, plenty of fruits, plenty of veggies, and stop eating the fast food with the processed food. If you just got more sleep, more water, and cut out the processed foods and replace them with right foods like we talked about, greens, lean meats, veggies, fruits, water, you'll lose weight. That's it. Safely. So keep that in mind, all right? Pin that. Moving along, so here's why I feel bad for my boy Charles Oliveira. Charles DuBronx Oliveira, in my opinion, I mean, I don't know if he's gonna go to the Hall of Fame, but he's one of my favorite UFC fighters right now. Like, the guy's from Brazil. He's been in the UFC for so long, fought so many tough guys, went on like a 10, 12 fight win streak. He was actually even, I think he has the most submissions in UFC, but the guy is just an animal. He's always getting knocked down and coming back and beating people up, like Gaethje and Poirier. I just love his story, right? He's a fellow girl dad as well. I love this story. But I was on Facebook the other day, or last night, today, and I saw a picture of him on Facebook. He looked like he was a mummy. Looked so thin. He looked so hurt physically. He's falling asleep at the press conference. His face is so skinny. He does not look well. It's not just Charles. I've seen him with Connor. The skin, no muscle mass. Dehydrated, using the sauna to sweat out, whatever, and just praying at the weight cut that he makes weight, right? Like you've seen at him, you've seen it with Perea, but it's just like I feel bad because I remember those days, like when you're trying to lose weight, and you just get desperate, it hurts, it gets to a point where those last, like, so if you had to go weight, And those last 3 or 4 or 5 pounds are terrible. Like you have nothing left. You're running on fumes. And I you know, I don't feel like his life is terrible, but I'm just saying like that pain he has to make every year, every 6 months he fights or whatever. Oh man. At those days just sucked. And he go, oh man, those days sucked. He had his whole team, it was like they're praying for him. Like it looked like he was dead. Like it was just and I felt bad, man. And you have to think, how's this gonna affect his performance? Just whatever. But if you're thinking about losing all this weight, I'm using these examples to help you realize that it's not really worth it, right? It's not worth it. Going to these extreme measures to lose weight, the belts, the diets, the liquid diets, the not eating. One of the craziest things I ever did when I was making weight, this is how crazy the scale was. I had to make 125. This was my freshman year. Freeport High School wrestling tournament. Everybody came to my high school. We were hosting it. A bunch of teams, Seaford, some upstate schools. I can't really remember. But anyway, I woke up. I was 128. I have not eaten. We had a hard, decent practice. But I had 128. And in wrestling, you could do something called like drifting at night, which means when you go to sleep, you will naturally drift the weight away, like a pound or so, and usually your weight. I didn't drift. So I had to wake up and I had to make weight and I hated it. So I was 128, had to get down. Weight class was 125. I could be 126. So what I had to do was I had to put the showers on, hot steam, had to put on two sweaters, shorts. And in my wrestling gear, and I had to jump rope for 45 minutes. And then what wrestling does is you have like they give you weigh-ins. You get to keep weighing in to a certain time. For the first weigh-in, I was 127, lost a pound. Felt awful. Felt awful. Then I was started spitting. So I'm trying to get all the fluid out my body. I was spitting. I was putting sitting in a sauna, steam. And I felt terrible, right? I even stood upside down because what happens is before I weighed in to try to get 0.5 lower because you can it's just like little like these little skill tips that work at the time and it's stupid. So when I see this grown man Charles Oliveira, I'm sure he's making a lot of money and all that with family and all that, but it's just like yo, he's going through hell right now and I feel bad for him. It's his choice. But nonetheless, I feel bad for him. It's a tough business, man. All right, I'm gonna wrap this up. So the Hassania podcast, the Hassania, the ultimate cut is day 5. I'm not recording on the weekends because I just don't want to. I want to enjoy my life. But I got you Monday through Friday. Yeah, so today in New York, we have these orange skies. I don't know if you've seen them. Around the world, New York's look like Resident Evil once again. Feels a lot. It's not like COVID, but it feels the hysteria and the nervousness. Feels like COVID again. I have this one saying when people start a journey is, "What can go wrong will go wrong." So whenever you decide to start a journey, everything goes wrong, man. It's Murphy's Law. I don't know why. Just guess it's a test. So what can go wrong will go wrong all week. My kids were home. 10-year-old and a 1.5. And the 10-year-old is fine, but that 1.5-year-old, you gotta watch her. She thinks I work for her. But everything was out of routine. I didn't work out. But the only thing I was able to stay in track and on point was the high protein meals. So I had a I had a left I had some tacos this morning. But I weighed it out, 8 ounces of ground turkey with a wrap. I was 70 out, don't want to bore you with that. But I had that, had a protein shake, and then for dinner, my wife made me get some veggies, and she cooked some salmon and a sweet potato, and then I had an own protein shake. So, like, it's like a pretty good high protein day. I didn't track, but it felt right. I did have some chocolate, a few bars of chocolate here and there. I mean, it is what it is, but it's just what it is. It's stress eating, what we're gonna talk about soon. And I needed that. So I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm 100% compliance, but I needed that. It didn't work out. The issue we're facing is we're training on Saturday, a little some boxing and sparring, so I'm not gonna work out too heavy, but I looked in the mirror today. I mean, I don't know if I see a difference yet. I'm not gonna sit here and be like it's the end of the world, but you know, my brother told him I'm getting leaner, and he doesn't mince words. He tells me like it is, so we'll see. We'll see. When I take my shirt in front of my wife later, we'll see what she says as well. So that'll be the ultimate test. Actually, the ultimate test is when my son sees me, he goes, "You know, everything is good," but and he starts smacking my stomach. "But maybe you should do some more sit-ups." And so I was like, "Bro, get out of here, man." All right, so we're signing off. Thanks for listening. Maybe I was ranting. Maybe I wasn't. Just tell me what you think. I appreciate it. It's about 60 minutes of your day. I hope it was valuable. My goal was to make you help you realize that fast results aren't the best results. I personally wouldn't suggest that, but a better lifestyle to look better, feel better, perform better, lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol, no anxiety, no, limited anxiety, limited depression, feeling strong and feeling confident in your body is always the goal. All right, this is training day. Submit your questions. Leave us a review if this helped. And share it with a friend. All right, we're on Apple, iPod, we're on Spotify, on everything you can see your podcast at. All right, have a good one.